Big Man to Dispatch.
Go ahead.
According to the neighbor, the gal no longer lives here. She moved uptown somewhere.
Okay, copy. All right, we'll go ahead and move on.
Should we call these people every time they don't show up?
What do you mean? Like, when you're outside?
Right. So, like, if somebody would come out before, in the first few minutes, I would call them.
Copy. Yeah, that hasn't changed. Only the times have. So, yeah, now you're just going to be calling them a little sooner than what we would have normally.
Big Man Dispatch.
Go ahead.
Do I just hit cancel then on this ride, being she's not here?
Yes.
And you don't have a phone number to try to reach her?
Whatever phone number appears on your on there for you.
Yeah, I don't have one that I can find.
Okay, so, but she moved, so she needed to call that in, like, before she did that, so that way we could pick her up.
Copy that. I'll just mark her canceled and wait for my next one.
Yes, sir.
Eggman, over on the right-hand side of your screen is an arrow button. And I don't know if you've tried that, but it'll open up a window telling you about her phone number. And it will do an auto dial for you if you tap on the phone.
Yeah, I had that on one this morning, but I don't have it on this one.
I see. Well, I'm glad that we're, you know, talking back and forth so all of us can figure this out.
My question is, when you call somebody using that, I'm not getting a dial-up tone. It just says calling, and then if nobody answers, it doesn't make a noise until it goes to voicemail.